Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm following up on an inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you or someone you know received Depo injections in the past and later developed a tumor called a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. Was that you or someone you know?
No, that was me.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Have you gotten an attorney yet to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
True.
Okay, good. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year? Is that right?
Yes.
And what type of meningioma were you diagnosed with?
What type of meningioma were you diagnosed with?
Yes, correct.
Well, for my treatments for the meningioma. I had to do a lot of blood works and CAT scans and stuff like that, right, first.
Okay.
Before. Okay.
Oh, so you haven't been diagnosed yet?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have, okay. And when were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
I was diagnosed November 24th of 2022.
November 24th of 2022? Okay. And,
yes.
And was that a meningioma of the spine?
No.
Okay. And so would it have been
a brain tumor?
It was a meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that again, Samantha. That's awful.
Yes.
So I'd like to help you get justice and get you connected with a law firm. So since you were the person that received Depo injections and later developed a meningioma, you are the injured party. So you'd be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're a resident of the United States. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of diagnosis was November 24th, 2022. Could you provide me your date of birth, please?
7/13/1986.
7/13/1986. Okay, thank you. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera, meaning they too received the injections and later developed a meningioma?
Oh, no, only me. I don't know about anyone else.
Okay.
No.
I understand. Thank you. And then, Samantha, did you consume or use the brand name Depo-Provera made by Pfizer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And if this, the next question asks specifically what injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera?
It was a Depo-Provera P Pfizer, and they had me on 150 milligrams.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. And you did use this product, the brand name product, for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections within that year prior to being diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates you were on Depo, receiving Depo injections. So we can start with the approximate date you started with injections.
When I first started taking Depo, in 2018.
2018? Okay. Do you remember the month by any chance?
No, I don't remember the month, but I know it was 2018. It was 2018, yes.
So what I'll do is I'll use the approximate date of January 1st, 2018. And then what's the approximate date you stopped taking or getting Depo injections?
Like around... Of 2022.
Would that be right around the time of your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. So you got diagnosed November 24th?
Yes.
How soon before your diagnosis did you stop?
How soon before?
Mm-hmm. Or did you stop when you got the diagnosis?
The day I stopped the diagnosis was November 24th of 2022.
Okay, the same day. Once you realized that you had a meningioma, that's when you stopped taking Depo?
Yes.
Depo injections? Okay. All right, so the date of diagnosis is the same as the date you stopped getting Depo injections. All right, and then can you confirm your gender, please?
The day I stopped taking my Depo was October of 2022. The day I got my, yes, the date of my diagnosis was November 24th of 2022.
Okay, got it. Okay, do you remember the exact day that you stopped getting depot injections? It was in October.
No, I don't, but I know it was the 2022.
So what I'll do is I'll put October.
Because I was taking it, I took it for about like 3 years or 8 months.
Okay, so we'll put.
If you want it.
I'll put October 31st, 2022 is when you stopped. That's the we'll use that as the approximate end date for depot injection.
Yeah, because I don't really know the date, you know, the date.
Okay.
I remember the month. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. You can confirm that you have used a depot between January 1992 through present date. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Samantha, now I'm going to be gathering information about yourself. Samantha Johnson, is that your legal name?
Yes.
Okay, it's spelled S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A?
Yes, sir.
And Johnson, you can call me John. And Johnson.
John.
Thanks.
Yes.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
I do, J.
J, okay. So Samantha J. Johnson. Okay,
yes.
And then the law firm does need your social to request medical records. Could you provide me your social, please?
Okay, you need my whole social?
Yes, please.
Oh, they said that. Okay, 054-728274.
I'm sorry, I got 054-72.
728274. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that just from the beginning just to make sure I have it correct. It's 054-72-8274?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, great. And then, Samantha, any forms that you sign, like the legal agreement and the release for medical records, I'll send copies to your email. I have an email address as being lilbit3678@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and is this your mobile number I'm speaking to you on, area code 908-291-8556?
Yes.
Okay, great. Can I get your address, please?
92 Centermore.
92 Centermore?
Yeah, C-E-N-T-R-E.
Okay.
M-A-L-L. Brooklyn, New York. Apartment 2C.
Center Mail?
Mall, M-A-L-L.
M-A-L-L, Center Mall. Is that one word or two words, Center Mall?
I think it's like one or two, Century Mall. I think it's like one together, yeah. 92 Century Mall,
I'm sorry. Did you say 92 Center Mall in Brooklyn, New York?
92 Century Mall, yes. C-E-N-T-R-E.
Okay.
M-A-L-L.
Got it. Okay. Brooklyn, New York. And that's 11231?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And is that a house or an apartment?
Apartment.
Okay. And the apartment number?
2C.
Two as in the number two and then cat?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. All right, then the next set of questions, Samantha, are going to be asking about your DEPA Provera. We can start with who provided the administered the injections or who gave you the injections?
My family doctor.
Your doctor did? Okay.
Yeah.
And then how many injections do you think you got? How many times did you receive these injections approximately?
Every 3 months.
Okay. Every 3 months. Okay, so it's four injections.
Yes.
And so you've had...
So I say like a total of 15.
15? Okay, very good. Thank you. And then what is the name of the doctor that provided the injections?
His name is Keith Cummings.
Okay. Is that Cummings spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. K-E-I-T-H, Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. And then do you know the name of the facility where you received depot injections?
I received it. It's 121.
I'm sorry, it's called 121?
I'm giving you the address.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can we start with the name of the facility?
Brooklyn.
Okay.
Hospital Center.
Hospital Center, okay. And it's 121 DeKalb Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that would be the Brooklyn Hospital Center. And this is where Dr. Keith Cummings is at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Name of the facility. And the address is 121 DeKalb Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11201.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone number is 718-250-8000.
You got it?
Yeah, I got the journal.
Okay, all right.
On the internet. Okay.
Okay.
One second here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Keith Cummings, ND, perfect, got it. Okay, now, do you know the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera to you? Was it the same doctor, Keith Cummings, or was it a different doctor that prescribed the medicine?
No, it was the same Dr. Keith Cummings.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
In the same location? Brooklyn
yeah.
Hospital Center? Okay, thank you. Bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pharmacy is not applicable. You didn't have to go to a pharmacy. You just went to the hospital center to get the injections. Okay, and then going back to your diagnosis of the meningioma, how did what method did they use to diagnose your tumor? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or was it a combination of
they
both?
They did me some blood work. They did me a CAT scan, and they did me a biopsy.
And a biopsy, okay, so
yeah.
CT scan, okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed your tumor?
Henry Poisson.
Henry Poisson, okay. H-E-N-R-Y?
Yes.
And how do you spell his last name?
P-A-S-A-S-S-O-N.
Okay. I think I found him.
Yeah.
Dr. Henry J. Hassan, H-A-S-S-O-N.
Oh, I'm sorry, I put P. I'm sorry, H, yes.
Okay, and he's a neurologist in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's part of the Brooklyn Hospital Center, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bear with me here. One moment. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances.
Okay.
But the good thing is I believe you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, to let
okay.
the law firm we work with help you get compensated for damages.
Okay.
Did you have a cancer? Were you diagnosed with a cancer before your diagnosis of a meningioma?
Nope.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? When they found that you had a meningioma, how did they treat it?
I did the surgery, I did chemo, and I did radiation therapy and that took the medication.
So I heard chemotherapy, radiation
yes.
therapy,
yes.
Surgery, and what else
yes.
was there?
Medication.
And pain and medicine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then do you know that was the doctor that treated you different from the doctor that diagnosed you?
No.
Okay, it's the same doctor?
Yes.
Dr. Hassan. Okay, give me one second
yes.
here. In the facility where you got treatment, was the same place that you got diagnosed and received the injections, the Brooklyn Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, same address?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, next question. Were
yeah.
you ever hospitalized for your meningioma?
Just that one time. Yes, I was. I was in the hospital for 10 days
okay.
for my surgery. Yep.
Oh, for surgery, okay. Do you recall
mm-hmm.
the dates?
Oh, know. I just spent 10 days. I don't recall the days. I can't recall. I was in there for 10 days. And then after the 10 days, I did my outpatient for my chemo.
Okay. So can you give me at least approximate dates of your hospitalization? So you were diagnosed November 24th, we said? Yeah, November 24th.
Yep.
And then, so how soon after your diagnosis do you think treatment started?
My treatment started right after, like, not too far. Like, I told you that the day of treatment was November 27th of 2022.
The day of your treatment was like 3 days after your diagnosis, November
27th? I got diagnosed November, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Okay, and so
I did my 10 days for my surgery in the hospital and then my outpatient for my chemo. Yep.
Okay.
My day of treatment was November 27th for my surgery, my chemo, my radiotherapy, and my medication. So I did like 6 chemos.
This is so challenging. I'm sorry, Samantha. There, since you were hospitalized for the meningioma, it's asking for the dates you were hospitalized. What would you be your best approximate guess for these dates? What would you put?
The dates I was hospitalized, because I was in there between November. I got my data diagnosis was 24. My 10 days in hospital surgery. So I could say be like 20, like say 20th to the 23rd. Or before that, I can't even remember.
You know what we can do is we can say no, you weren't hospitalized. Because
But I was.
What's that?
I said, but I was.
Okay, so but I need the dates. So if you got diagnosed November 24th, do you think you got hospitalized maybe 7 days after your diagnosis? 5 days after?
Four to 5 days after.
Okay, so maybe 5 days after?
Yeah.
Okay, so 5 days, November 24th, yeah. That's November 29th, is the starting of your hospitalization dates?
Right.
Okay, all right, let me just make
that. Yeah, it's been so long, I'm trying, Jesus Christ.
I know, it's okay. November 29th, 2022, to say like December 9th.
Yes. Okay. I'm looking through my papers, my documents, too, as also, but Jesus, it's so much. Yeah, I would say between then.
Okay, here's what I did. I'm going to see if this works. So the question is, were you hospitalized for meningioma? I said yes. We said yes. And then the next question is, what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma? I said for approximately 10 days, sometime late November through early December. Would that be okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And then when you're hospitalized and recognizing this is, again, for surgery, for surgical treatment, was it the doctor that oversaw your hospitalization and the facility the same, Dr. Hassan at Brooklyn Hospital Center?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for being patient.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it.
That's not me. Every 2 months, one cycle, 1 year to complete. Yep.
Okay, now the law firm does, do you have copies of medical records that can confirm the diagnosis and the treatment plan?
My doctor has those.
Okay, good. And then they'd be able to provide these medical records either by mail or by electronically, fax or email?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Now, the law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? And does that person live with you?
No, they don't. I'll put my mother, though.
Okay. You want to put list your mother? And she does not live with you?
No, she doesn't.
And what is her name, please?
Belinda.
Is that B-E-L-I-N-D-A?
Yes, sir.
And does she have the same last name, Johnson?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. And what's her last name, please?
Sam. S-A-M-S.
S-A-M-S?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then her phone number?
917.
Uh-huh.
577-5926.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Belinda Sams, she's your mother and doesn't live with you. Her phone number is 917-577-5926.
Yes, sir.
Would you happen to know your mom's email address and address?
Oh, no, I don't know her email.
Okay, it's okay.
I don't.
And what about the address? Would you know her residential address?
It's 870 Cortland Avenue.
Okay. And how do you spell Cortland Avenue?
C-O-U-R-T-L-A-N-T. Well, L-A-N-D-T, Cortland.
Okay.
Apartment 2C.
Okay.
Bronx, New York.
2C.
Apartment.
2 Charlie?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bronx, New York.
10452. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome.
So I have 870 Cortland. Mm-hmm. That's C-O-U-R-T-L-A-N-D-T Avenue, apartment 2, Charlie, Bronx, New York, 10452.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Samantha, I want to say thank you for being very patient through these questions. I want to confirm our responses before I go to the next step. You did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You confirmed you do not have an attorney. You're willing to attest on a penalty that you have not gotten an attorney. You haven't signed any documents of the law firm. You are the injured party. You're the person filing the claim. You're a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. The type of meningioma you had was of the brain. You received your diagnosis November 24th, 2022. Your date of birth is July 13th, 1986. You did use or receive the brand name Depo-Provera injections made by Pfizer. You did receive these injections for at least 1 year, and you did confirm you had at least 4 injections within that year before your diagnosis. You did provide us approximate dates of the depo injections beginning in 2018 and ending, we said, October 31st, 2022. And that means you did use Depo-Provera after January 1992 through present date. Confirmed gender female, Samantha J. Johnson. We confirmed your spelling of your first name and your last name. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number, your residence. We gathered the information, medical information, like who administered the depo injections, where did you receive the depo injections, and they're all the same place, the Brooklyn Hospital Center. And then, but who diagnosed your meningioma and treated you is Dr. Henry J. Hassan at the Brooklyn Hospital Center. He's a neurologist, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you were hospitalized, we said, for approximately 10 days, sometime in late November through early December. And then medical records are available at the hospital or with the doctor's office. Yeah, everything looks good. Now, here's what you can expect. The next step is to send you forms for you to sign. And those forms are going to be the legal agreement that allows for representation by the law firm. And the other agreement is the authorization to release medical records. The unfortunate part is that I will probably have to do this tomorrow morning for you, because between now and tomorrow, I'll be preparing those documents. They're not quite ready just yet. So will you be available tomorrow morning? Tomorrow sometime that I can give you a call and finish the last step, which is the signing of the agreements?
Yes.
Okay,
not a problem.
Perfect. Okay. So I will give you a call during that time. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
I'll just wait for you to get back to me. If there's any more things, I'll just try to look at what papers I got here.
Okay.
You know, for my medical.
Perfect. Here's what I'm going to do in the meantime. So since this is your cell phone number I'm speaking to you on, I'm going to send you a text from my office line. That way you have a record of our conversation. You know who you spoke to, who helped you out. And then, I will be calling you tomorrow. So bear with me here. I'm going to send you that text.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent you the text, Samantha.
Okay, I got it.
You got it? Perfect. Okay, again, I'm sorry for these unfortunate circumstances, but you are about to get legal representation from a prestigious, very experienced law firm that's eager to help you. They provide great service, too. Okay, we'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Samantha. Have a good day. Take care. Bye for now.
You too. Bye.